about situation we are in South Sudan. There are a lot of things that are happening, and some of them have been there for a long time, and they involve child abduction is one of them. Child abduction is one of them, and so this film is about Yar is it's a child which is abducted, and his brother Majok is looking for him, and he doesn't want to use violence.
Mm.
So he want to come in and wait. He's just asking. He just want the people who took Yar to bring her back.
Right.
It's
okay. So you said you wrote the movie. What inspired your story?
Actually, my story is like when I look at most of communities in South Sudan, like especially when the time I went to Jonglei State, it was in 2008. So I look at this thing. It happened when I was there. So many children were actually abducted, and people like Majok in the story, he has no chance. He actually cannot actually manage to bring back the sister.
Hmm.
So what he does was like, what should I do now? Do I have to go in and fight to bring back my sister? Then the elder said, no, you don't have to go and fight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what if you go today and you go and kill other people around the community? That should be a crime.
Right.
You don't know who actually took your sister. So the only thing you should do is make sure you sit down and wait. We are going to solve this thing.
Mm.
So this film is going to base on, because it's based on the real story. So we are going to sit down, arc it, and let the whole world, the South Sudanese, let them know
right.
what we are actually talking about. What we are talking about here is that this film, we want to target all the problems that are facing the communities around. And then when we target all these problems, we want to see the solution to it.
Right.
What should be the solution?
Mm-hmm.
A peaceful mean, not actually fighting or doing other criminal things.
Mm.
So we want to tell them what is bad, what actually is going on between the community and the community. And what should they do
right.
peacefully,
right.
not actually by fighting.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah. And are you also acting in the movie?
Yeah, I'm acting in the movie.
Which role are you taking on?
I'm taking the role of Majok.
Oh, role of Majok. Yeah. Well, now, Chol, I understand that the auditions for the film have begun. What kind of skill sets are you looking for? What kind of actors are you looking for?
Yeah, okay, I need these brilliant actors
mm-hmm.
Who are really passionate about it, and they are really energetic. So
yeah.
I had some of them yesterday in Yakulin Cultural Center for like 1 hour.
Right.
And then I did some
auditions.
Yes, auditions. Mm. And yeah, and I'm still looking for more because they just came, 4 of them, and we need 21.
Right.
And more.
Right. And if you're listening to Radio Miraya right now, you have yourself a chance. If you are that kind of actor who's very brilliant, please do not hesitate to come for the auditions. Now, if they want to come for the auditions, where do they find you?
Okay, we have office in Naisora.
Hmm.
And now, okay, they can have to call 0922-541-847.
All right.
0922-541-847. And then we will tell them, because we'll have another one in Juba Town, and then in Yakulen also, and then University of Juba.
All right. And yes, you got the number there. So is there any form of payment? How much money should they will they be paying, if there is any?
No, it's actually free.
Oh, it's free of charge.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So how long will the auditions last, and when does the shooting of this film last?
Okay, for the audition, we suggest up to 15th of this month. Yes, and now, so far, we may extend it considering up to the 20th, because our timetable is from 20th when we are supposed to shoot.
Right.
So it depends when we get them on the 15th, we will start from 20th as we scheduled already.
Okay. So after the auditions, and when should we expect to be watching the movie? When will the movie be ready?
Yeah, considering the too much work in that one, you give us 2 months.
Oh, 2 months.
Yeah.
All right. So after 2 months, the movie will be hitting our screens. Well, just before I let you go, what remarks do you have out there for our young, talented youth who are out there? And also, how can the movies play? What role can they play in peace building?
Yeah, okay, this one is actually, it really helped in the peace building because it makes youth busy, and it also changed their mindset in terms of negative talks, whereby you sit and talk about negative things throughout your day. But if you come acting, it's so challenging and it's encouraging, and also show people how lovely can you really enjoy peace.
Right.
And you make your own money using your own creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So okay.
It makes them busy. It's a kind of employment anyway.
All right. Yeah. And now, you as an actor, how does film contribute to peace building?
Thank you so much. You know, actually, me, I believe in most of the thing, like, when you talk to people, when you sit down and talk to people, you may talk to specific people at the same time, but film can actually move from one place to another place, portraying a message. It can move from here. When they watch film in Juba today, they can watch it tomorrow in Nimule. They can watch it tomorrow in Taurit, and everywhere. So film can actually cover the whole South Sudan with one information at the same time.
Right.
So what I want to tell everyone who is actually outside there, people who have talent, it is the right time to show your talent. There are so many ways of actually talking to people or bringing people together. Like now, talent is actually something that is so important. So we need everyone outside there. If you have talent, don't actually sit down and wait. No one will come there and say that you do this because you have this talent. You have to show it to the world, show it to South Sudanese. Tell them what you have. Everyone will support you. We have to start from supporting our people, giving them what we have, the knowledge, that small knowledge we have. Let us portray it outside and let be in peace. That's what we want in South Sudan.
Right.
Because my acting is all about bringing people together in South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I actually sit down every day, write, and hard to act to show people that we are doing something. And create our creativity, our talent, we have to start it here. Then we go outside.
Indeed. Yeah. And now finally, before I let you go, Mr. Chol Marich, is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know?
Okay, what I really actually want to tell the youth is that stay positive, be peaceful, and we will make a better South Sudan.
All right. Thank you so much for coming to Radio Miraya Studios and for joining us this morning. I can see you putting up your hand. Yes. Yeah. So what is that thing that you would like to tell us?
Yeah, what I want to say that to all South Sudanese, actors, anyone, if you have anything that can change South Sudan, make sure don't keep it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Take it outside. Tell South Sudanese, let them actually know what can change them in a peaceful mean. And this is not the last film we are doing. We are doing so many films. We are going to shoot anytime, anywhere. Because any other film, we have like 3 films now that we are going to shoot after this. So after shooting this, we have very many films.
Hmm.
So if there is any actor outside there, actor, actress, or anyone who have talent, even if you don't act, but you have any idea that you can actually put in the film industry, we need you. Because we don't only need actors, but we need people who have actually knowledge of film.